Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Okay, anybody who wanted to know, is it possible to make Justin Bieber's song Yummy worse? We've got the answer.
Yes, we do. And it's a resounding adding this one thing.
Oh,
I don't agree.
And I really do feel like I want to start to like Justin Bieber now. I feel like he's had a rough go and he's trying to turn things around. I've hated on him for a long time.
Yeah.
But then he released that stupid song Yummy. And now we add in Florida Georgia Line to the mix. Yes. What do you think of this?
Yes, yummy. Let me take it to the country.
Okay, just.
No, I like it. Keep going. Come on.
I'm out.
It's so bad.
I mean, is that all you need to hear, Rudy?
Yeah, I'm out. I will play this for people. This will be the bar. I will play it for you. If you like it, you're a dummy and we can't hang out.
You're
I'm
a
out.
Dummy.
Country freestyle rap?
Oh, this is terrible.
They're Florida Georgia Line. That's what they do.
Oh, God. Get that yummy, yummy. Okay, here we go.
Yes, yummy, let me take you to the country. We can call it home cooking. I'm your chicken, you my dumpling. We say grace, I say thanks for my baby in this drink. Let me slide on over, girl, and get a taste.
Let's roll.
Yeah, you got the yummy.
See, to me, Justin Bieber ruins this song.
Oh, God.
It's not Florida Georgia Line. They could have went into kind of a cool chorus, and it could have been a fun summery song.
You're such a redneck.
I am. Yeah.
Who the hell is like Florida Georgia Line? That's what saved it.
I love Florida Georgia Line.
This is like what white people do when they want to do an impression of black people. It's really bad.
I mean, it's really bad.
I can just see Dez and Taylor in their patriotic bikinis throwing bag tossing game. Here we go. Come on. Get that yummy, yummy.
Oh, we all have HPV now. That sucks.
We really do.
That's my God. So
bad. That's how bad that song is. It gave you a disease.
That fast, really?
That fast. Wow. It works quick.
Hard. Yeah.
I had no idea. The old genital warts.
Yeah.
That is a real bummer.
Mm-hmm. I thought we had to spell it out for people who are like, HPV, is that a pipe or is that a...
Human papillomavirus.
Got it.
Dez got it for the second time. It's just the worst.
Oh, God.
You got HPV on HPV? That's impossible to get rid of.
Didn't even know that you could.
Just warts on her warts.
I guess it was bad.
Even her warts are growing warts.
No.
This looks like the band Devo down there.
Okay. Well, we're off to a great start.
That's just funny. Come on.
We know that you are pure.
I know.
Yeah, you're pristine and everything's
seriously,
good.
It wasn't the guys you were with. It was Minneapolis bars you bounced from
I
every time.
I don't think you can have a baby through there if you've got that going on.
No, you
on.
Certainly can.
Oh, you can. Have you not seen the photos?
Yeah. I thought you weren't supposed to.
Oh, you're not supposed to because then you get your HPV all over the baby
face. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that they didn't let that happen. These are just people who don't know about the HPV and they're like, come on.
I love the person you think is going to be like, I have HPV. Please don't let me have that baby.
Yeah.
Please don't. I cannot put that baby through. There are babies who have gone through people drinking and people. Yeah.
Well, I get that.
Yeah.
But there's just other ways to get it out and then everything would be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they're probably pretty reckless. They don't really care how it's coming out.
You know what? Wow. I think you have a good point.
If someone bet us, I bet you can't go on for a good 3 minutes about genital warts. They'd be wrong.
You lost.
You lost.
Oh,
okay.
God, that joke.
What?
This is funny, Devo. I'm not going to be able to look at Dez without thinking of Devo. No.
Is it the little hats?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
It's not their faces. You didn't get it?
Oh, it's like the little hats. I'm just trying to picture it down
it's
there.
It's the dumbest video. What were they thinking?
Is.
Yeah, man.
God, I hate that video. And that song, really. Whip it good.
I think it's up there with the I think it's the Proclaimers, right? I would walk 5,000 miles, 500 miles. That song. Oh,
terrible. Kind of like Bone Thugs and Harmony. Who likes Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Ooh, I was a big fan.
I loved them.
Yeah.
When they came out, I loved them. It's the first of the month to get up.
It's good stuff.
It was great, and then this happened.
You have to now refer to them as Boneless Thugs and Harmony. Because they've changed their name to promote Buffalo Wild Wings.
No.
Boneless. I mean, that's what you do when your career is so dried up. You are willing to sell your integrity for a little of that B-dubs money.
But look, what does that say about B-dubs? It's both. It's terrible for both.
I think it's brilliant on B-dubs' part.
Oh, genius. They need some love.
There's even a behind the music style video detailing the drama around their name change. Take a listen to this.
For 25 years, Bone Thugs and Harmony have continually reinvented rap. But today, a name change threatens to tear the group apart. A new love for boneless wings led to a new name.
We need to be Boneless Thugs now.
but not everyone was on board.
I ain't changed. Bone Thugs and Harmony changes their name to Boneless. It's preposterous.
With the groups, it's always majority rules.
Always.
So right now, it's 3-1.
I said I'm not changing.
Just try the boneless wings, lazy.
I mean, they actually pretty good, but they don't have no bones.
They boneless, baby.
They ain't change your name good.
Damn. We boneless only, we boneless only, we boneless only, we boneless only, only, we boneless only.
Will the name change stick? Will the new Buffalo Wild Wings boneless wings be the end of the Bone Thugs? Only time will tell.
No.
Even in the commercial, they said they're not, he said they're not change your name good. who approved that line? We're really trying to get Buffalo Wild Wings out there. You know, people love them again. They're not that good. I wouldn't change my name over.
Well, nothing is worse than what Burger King did with their stupid ad.
I can't.
About the moldy burger to be like, hey, look how fresh our stuff is. If you leave it sit out for a day or two, it's going to just get dissolved or not dissolved, covered in mold.
Oh, it's so hard to watch.
Who craves a Whopper after seeing that?
Never again.
I don't. It really ruins it because I think that a lot of people are like, ooh, I remember that Whopper I had. It was really good. But now I'm like, ugh. I can't get that vision out of my head. It's like, talk about their Nightmare Whopper they did. Didn't they do a Nightmare Whopper?
Yeah, it was Black Bun, right?
Yeah, Black Bun. That's far more scary than anything you could have created. That was bad.
And that grossed me out, too. What are they doing?
Why did they do that?
The Nightmare Whopper?
Yeah.
They did it because they wanted that something in the bun and the chicken and the combination of everything made you have nightmares.
What the hell's going on with Burger King? What's with the gimmicks?
I don't know.
Like making a great sandwich? How about that?
Yeah, you've never seen like McDonald's do like a crazy quarter pounder sale or something like that. Like they just sell their food. Wendy's sells their food. And Burger King always seems like they have to do something.
So wacky and gimmicky all the time.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Wendy's had a good troll. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Yeah. Burger King announced that they were now putting like French fries and mayo in between a bun. And Wendy's had said, yeah, I guess anything to keep your beef out of there. And I thought that was a good dig.
Another thing. Who would you ever go to Burger King and go, you know what I'd like? I'd like your sandwich. It's just bun, French fries, mayonnaise, ketchup, and bun.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, but if it was the only thing I had to eat, I would eat it.
Your family is all about that. You know it.
Yeah. I wouldn't want the bun. Just give me the fries. Give me the fries and all the sauce.
Remember, she only eats certain carbs. She won't eat the bun. She'll just eat the fries.
I pretend that a potato is a vegetable, like a healthy one. Don't talk about it. Let me think my thoughts.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. The waiter or waitress is always confused. I'd like no bun, but extra fries, extra crispy with a ton of mayonnaise on the side. I'm on a diet. Don't judge me.
Maybe I'm gluten-free. Stop judging. I'm gluten-free.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I can eat all the potatoes I want.
Unless somebody brings Glamdahl donuts by that are gluten-free sensitivity is gone.
Totally. I'll take those suckers down every day of the week.
Yeah.
Just call me Hoover.
I loved Crystal Pepsi. That is one thing. Bone Thugs and Harmony from the 90s, not so much. But Crystal Pepsi,
it was good.
Yes!
It was good.
Oh, funny. I don't even think I ever tried it.
I don't know why. I just loved it. I thought maybe it was the novelty, you know. Oh my God, it's clear, but it tasted like Pepsi. Well, they actually have a Crystal Pepsi ring now. You can get a Crystal Pepsi ring, like an engagement ring.
Oh, yes, it is an engagement ring, and it's made with actual Crystal Pepsi.
In the ring?
The ring has actual old syrup Crystal Pepsi in it. How cool is that?
Will you marry me?
What is with these companies? Because who came out with, was it Domino's with the pizza-shaped ring?
Yes, they had the pizza-shaped ring and the pepperonis were little rubies.
Yeah.
So they were like, it was like a slice of Domino's pizza.
God, we're so commercialized, aren't we?
Yes.
We are. And boy, are they capitalizing on what's old is new. Well, I mean, well, no, I'm saying with like Crystal Pepsi and Buffalo Wild Wings going, what's going to work for us? Boneless Thugs and Harmony. Mm-hmm. When did you ever think Bone Thugs and Harmony would come back up?
Well, look at how upset people are right now. I mean, rage baking is all the rage because people are like, you know what? When I put my ingredients together, I put it in the oven. Exactly what I want comes out. Unlike this world.
Yeah. It is angry out there.
Yeah.
Sad. I mean, we have rage rooms.
And I just want Crystal Pepsi. Sad.
Do they still make it?
I don't know. I doubt it.
They did do a little
comeback.
A little comeback for a while. I bet you can find some dope on Amazon who'll sell you a case.
Yeah. Imported it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. So we did secrets this morning, and we have one that we should share. It's a little upsetting for the man.
It is.
So let's not laugh.
Okay.
So the topic was, what are you privately worrying about? And here's what she said. Oh, no, this is what do I pretend to like? I'm sorry, this is from
this
yesterday.
This is yesterday, yes.
Oh, this is yesterday's secret. Okay. Oh. What do I pretend to like? Unicorn with my spouse. The truth is, he has a small wiener. And I very rarely get there, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
I mean, very rarely get there. So you have to fake it every time.
Do you even fake it? Are you over faking it?
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
that's just got to be tough. You literally are going into it every time knowing it's going to be miserable. But you.
Hello, there's so many other ways to get there. Can't you just figure that out and make it, you know?
How do you not have a book yet? Seriously, there's not just the one way to get there. I can tell you all the Dez's tips and tricks to getting there.
But it's the guy who needs to know these things.
Take me to Pleasure Town. Do me on it. Come on.
Just saying.
How about this one? I pretend to like unicorn more than I actually do. My husband has no idea. He's really good at it. I just don't need the frequency.
Okay.
Another thing Des can't wrap her head around. What? Who doesn't like extra hump sessions?
That's like a daily hump.
Oh, come on.
Come on. My husband's really good at it, and I do it 3-4 times a day.
Who has time for that?
I had a friend who, seriously, it was 3 times a day for her every day. Yeah, every day.
Wow.
Morning, afternoon, and before bed.
Did she have a job?
Yes. A big job.
Well, maybe that's what she needed, the release.
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus, 3 times a day.
That's a lot.
I mean, he even looked exhausted. I'd see him and I'd be like,
he just looks flush.
He's like, oh God, I got to go pound it out one more time. He's like, oh my God.
Can you imagine eating my apple today?
3 times a day. That's a bit excessive.
Yeah, geez. And you imagine every time you see her, you're just scared to see her. You're like, oh God, there she is again.
That's vacation sex.
Yeah, what?
The frequency of it is vacation sex?
3 times a day on vacation?
No wonder you like vacation so much.
I mean, don't you do it more than once a day sometimes on vacation? Ever?
No.
Not even one time?
No. I mean,
neither. No. Never even heard of it.
It's vacation. Like, there are other things to do.
So many things, but it's
like daily vacation sex is fun, but like multiple times a day?
Not every day, but it's fun. Like, you wake up, you're like, oh, look at us. We're just here.
You and Taylor have 2 kids, and for all the times you've done it, your batting average is real low. I mean, think about that.
It's called birth control, dummy.
Oh, the stuff you quit
leave
taking.
It on the tummy, dummy. Haven't you heard of it?
That was only
I just remember you were on birth control for one day, and then the next day you went, we haven't done that for months. We were just lying to you guys.
Good God, twice a day. Does he ever go, Jesus, Des, I just can't.
Well,
I need to replenish my vital nutrients.
Don't you remember she went down 10 years? He's 30. So he's like, yeah.
Also, we've seen Taylor put together a swing set. I don't think he's good at following instructions.
That is true.
So if I say you have to, he has to.
Is that it?
No, I just think that you could do it more than once a day if you've got nothing else to do except for lay around, drink some Coronas. I mean, we went on one vacation where we were trying to have a baby. We hardly left the room.
Oh, my God. Here's a question, though. What about when you vacation to Montana? Is it 2 to 3 times a day?
No. That's very different.
Yeah.
That's 4 times.
Apparently. One time in the treehouse, out in the woods, down by the lake.
No, that's just here and there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's where you can literally get it in. He's like, I'll do it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That just sounds exhausting. Your vacations sound like so much work. That seems like, I'd be so tired
all
the time.
Well, I mean, if you go on a huge adventure that day, maybe you did it that morning and you don't need to do it that night. Do you have enough, maybe some tequila and you're feeling frisky when you get home?
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! I hope he can keep this stamina up.
Yeah, you know? I don't know how he's going to.
What if he is a guy that gets ED? What are you going to do?
God, that's divorce worthy.
Oh, it is not.
Get some duct tape and a popsicle stick.
Yeah, aren't there little blue pills for that?
Or she'll say the same thing she told our first.
Duct tape and a popsicle stick. That's the best.
Our first person.
I have a mental image right now of the T-bone. Propped up.
Ouch, that sounds painful for me.
Oh my God.
Popsicle stick. I'm here to party.
Desmond, don't worry. There's other ways you can get me there. You're good. It's your job as a man to do it.
Flip ahead to chapter 13.
He's like, God, I'm just so tired. Come on.
You know what? You should have a handbook for the men in your life. you know, so that they know like exactly what you're expecting.
Well, there's only one, and it's probably.
I know.
You know.
Well, there's plenty in there.
I have a feeling you're gonna wear them out.
You stop it. Well, we have kids now, and it's different. Vacations are different. It's not just the two of us that often, yeah. And so I mean, that's probably. Hey, that could be a reason that there's a lot of that action going on too. Just two of us in a hotel room without any kids, sleeping, you know, getting actual sleep, having fun.
She sends Dusty and River in an Uber to Costco. Get the groceries, kids. Mommy and Daddy need some alone time.
And down to the pool. See you in a bit.
Oh, my God. Imagine having to be in the room next to Dez's.
Oh, my God. They're like, what a quiet, quaint little. Jesus, what happened?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Somebody hold the wall.
You're going to knock the Terry Redlane off the wall.
and it's about that length. Wow, that was fast. I don't know what was on that other wall, but
must have been their third time today.
Isn't Mexico beautiful?
You just hear Taylor shout out, don't drink the water!
Inspiring couples all around our room every vacation.
Oh, dear God.
Like 37 seconds of intense wall shaking, and then the chime to Netflix fires up.
Totally. Man, all right. Well, we go on vacation in a few weeks. I'm pretty stoked.
I leave tomorrow.
I would be really stoked if I was you.
Oh, cannot wait.
I almost made another joke, but I feel like we're probably gone too far.
It's enough. I think we could wrap it up.
All right, fine.
That's what you told Taylor.
No, if you would have wrapped it up, we wouldn't be in the problem we're in.
God, you're right.
We're in a problem?
Yes, we are.
What kind of a problem?
We saw pictures of River. That one picture where he was just staring off into space.
He was staring into space?
He just kind of had this look, and she goes, isn't this the cutest photo you've ever seen of a baby? And he's like,
He saw it.
I know. We didn't even comment on it.
Exaggerating it.
He didn't even comment on it. He went,
show me another picture of Babe.
I will.
Want to see more pictures of your dog.
She's a model. Thank you very much.
Oh, God, help us.
And I'll have that doofy look.
Didn't you know River and Babe are competing for compliments, Rudy?
I didn't know.
Yeah. I didn't either.
I would love to see the picture of two of them together, both just staring off into space so Ryan and I can actually finally take a nap.
Yep,
Ryan's just going to take a little napski.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.